for you to express yourself, however, whatever you're feeling, whatever you feel like you can't express to whether your partner or your coworkers. So it's really nice to have that platform to be like, this sucks, this is where I'm at. But then also you're opening the doors for others that are like, hey, like my kid was on the verge of like dying, you know, I'm glad that we're in the same boat and you understand. Because I wouldn't be able to relate, you know.
We are back at Latinx Nation. My name is Sal, and I'm here along with my amazing co-hosts. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Melanie.
Hi. Carla.
And we also have Dwayne.
Yeah, what's happening?
Hey. So thank you guys for joining in again. I hope you enjoyed our quarantine episode last week. We were talking about just an update of what we've been doing and where we were since we were missing for like a week. And just, you know, hopefully you guys can check it out. I hope you guys are safe, you guys are calm and collected, and you guys have enough toilet paper to last you a year.
Man. Yeah, toilet paper. Well, I have some shout-outs.
Perfect.
First shout-out is on Wednesday, Long Beach Coffee Club invited me to do a virtual catch-up, in a sense.
Sure, yeah.
So we were just going to sit down, and they posted on their Instagram, and we'll be live on their Instagram, and it'll be just us talking about coffee, talking about what's happening in the world, what we have plans for our podcast individually and collectively, just all together. So Wednesday at 1, let me confirm. But yeah, so for now, Wednesday at 12 p.m. actually. So.
Okay, for sure.
And then...
what else is there?
Second shout out, which is connected to our guest for today. It's the NICU Family Podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you can find them on Instagram as NICU Fam Podcast. So NICU Fam Podcast. And it's just a podcast that our guest can actually probably explain it a little bit better than I would. So, which, yeah, that leads us to our guest, which is Annie Jones.
Jones. You gotta get that in there.
Thanks for joining us, my friend. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm so excited.
Yes.
Finally.
I know. Yeah. And Leilani, your baby princess, is on. And my sister is there too.
Hi.
Yes. Jocelyn's here. And then Kyle literally is just crawling down the stairs because he cut his thumb.
Oh my God.
Ooh.
How'd you cut your thumb?
We're making spaghetti squash. And he like sliced his thumb.
Oh God.
The band-aid, you can see.
Oh my God, you cut it bad.
Yeah, I was bleeding.
I'm
damn.
So sorry you guys had to see that.
It's all right. Wow, yeah, that's bleeding through.
That's crazy.
Well,
it doesn't hurt, but you know, it's bleeding.
Yeah, it's like you'll notice it later when it like starts healing and it's like touches hot water or you sanitize your hands.
Yeah, like all of, I hit it. Like right now, it doesn't hurt. Yeah, but like you said, when it starts healing, all of a sudden you want to take a nice shower after a long day, and you start crying.
Yeah, you're like, you know what? Pain. I don't want to shower anymore.
Yeah, I'm stepping out.
Oh, it was super glue and all of the other things.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yes, my fingers have been cracking so much because of work, because of like sanitizer, washing my hands constantly. Oh my God, like it. I mean, I'm being cautious of everything, obviously, that's happening. And so, like, working every day, I'm like, all right, I gotta wash my hands. I gotta sanitize. And then I get home and I'm, like, crying because my cuticles are bleeding. And they're just, like, it looks fucking miserable.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But, yeah, okay. Well, anyways, Annie, explain what your podcast is about.
So we are kind of just directed towards the NICU family. If you've ever had your child in the NICU or any family members that have been in the NICU, we kind of just wanted to be those people that guide you through your terrible journey. Because when we were in the NICU, there weren't very many podcasts that we found or liked. And so we're hoping that we're kind of that person that they stumble upon and find. But we originally were just going to do CVH related, which is what our child had. She was born with a congenital diaphragmatic hernia where her diaphragm did not form. And so her intestines, her stomach and intestines were up in her chest, and it pushed her heart to the other side. And so the survival rate is like 50% now, but a lot of these kids, like, it's unheard of. You've never heard of it, but it happens to so many people. And so we wanted to be a podcast that gave that awareness. But then I was starting to think, like, how many other childhood diseases are there that people are born with that no one really talks about? And yeah, we wanted to connect with those people. So that's kind of what we are now. Like, we just interview different parents and other family members who have had their kids in the NICU, just sharing their stories, things that helped them, and just creating that awareness.
Wow.
Can you briefly, for those who don't know, explain what does NICU stand for?
It is the Neonatal Intensive Care Unit.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's like an ICU, but for babies.
Gotcha. Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And how?
So it's really scary.
Yeah. That sounds scary, yeah.
How old is Layla now?
She's 19 months.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. I'm terrible at math, but that sounds like a long time.
It's
and I'm
a
happy.
Year and a...
She's a year and a half.
A year and a half. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sorry. Well, yeah, she did not miss her. She was really funny.
Yeah. That's crazy.
A year and 7 months.
So how long was Layla and your guys, like, you guys in general, like, how long were you guys in the NICU?
We were in the NICU for 9 weeks. Some people who have had CVH babies, they are in the NICU for as long as 6 months to a year. It kind of just depends on how the repair goes, because they have to have surgery, like, almost immediately to fix this. And then some kids are born with, like, hypotension.
Okay.
They have lung issues, and it's, like, a really long road of recovery. They're on a lot of sedatives, like Presidex and morphine.
Wow.
And so they have to wean all of those drugs off. So a lot of kids end up staying in the NICU for way longer. So we are very grateful that she was only in there for 9 weeks.
Yeah.
But it's crazy the amount of trauma you can still experience. Wow. Even with it few weeks.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wow.
So Layla was on, like, the harder drugs, like medication.
Yeah
she was on morphine for
the whole time.
She was on
as
morphine.
Soon as she was born, they put her into a big box and gave her morphine, basically.
Wow.
She was on that till the day she came home. She finally was weaned off of it.
Wow.
Jeez.
Wow, that is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But her recovery now is above and beyond.
Yeah, I mean, so when they did the repair, they kind of just, you're all kind of set up so you can see, they cut open, like, right here where
okay.
her diaphragm is.
Okay.
And then they pulled all the intestines out of her chest and put them back where they go.
Wow.
And then they sealed her up with a muscle flap.
And put her heart over to the right side and her stomach into the right place, and then sealed her up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I lost my train of thought.
Well, if it helps, the elotero man is out there. You know what I'm talking about? It's the guy honking.
He's a street vendor that honks around. He sells really good corn on the cob.
So we're gonna put this on pause. No,
hold on.
Oh,
hey!
Commercial
break.
Hey, where are you going?
Commercial, because we need elotes. Support your local elotero Latinx audience, please. They're living off elote money right now, okay? Yeah. Anyways. Well, that's...
We send our love from Utah to them. That's about all we can do.
I know, right? There's, like, no eloteros in Utah, which sucks, but...
I mean, we appreciate that.
Yeah. That's crazy. So, how did you guys cope with all this? Like, were you guys still working? Were you guys, like, kind of all over the place? Just kind of...
Eddie went down... Eddie stayed at the Ronald McDonald House the entire time, and I came down on weekends because I still wasn't working.
Okay.
I was on maternity leave for 8 weeks, and so, yeah, it was really helpful that I had that, and then I could be there every day. Yeah. I don't think that... I came home probably 2 times out of the whole time she was there, and it was just to grab, like, random stuff. Mm-hmm. And every time I went home, I was, like, itching to go back.
And yeah, you came out for my friend's funeral, and then...
Yeah.
Another thing.
I was like, hey, I love you, I'm sorry, but I gotta go.
Yeah. Did you... So you were still at Chrysalis at this time, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
How did it feel when you started working again, like, and she came home?
It was awful.
Yeah.
I'm not even gonna sugarcoat it, completely translucent, like, or transparent. It was so terrible. It was so hard, like, because, I mean, Carla, you worked there, so
yeah,
you get the, like, intensity,
yeah,
and the demand and everything. It just, like, and being the person in charge, they don't care that you've got a baby at home. They care that you're at work.
Yeah.
So... I would have to call, because my mom went to Australia literally right when we came home, because her aunt had passed.
Oh, okay.
And so she went to Australia to go to her funeral, so she was gone. And so I would call Kyle's mom, and I'd be like, please tell me you're not at work, you're not selling houses, like, can you please come watch Leilani? And then she'd only end up having to watch her for, like, an hour. But I had to go be that, like, relief for, like, 30 minutes, because I can't take my kid.
Yeah, of
and
course.
She was to, like, oxygen and stuff, so I couldn't really take all her tubes with me.
Yeah.
And
when you tried that for an appointment, that was a fiasco.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, it was so hard. And so there was this point where I was like, I don't want to do anything except be home with my kid.
Yeah.
Like, I spent so much time taking care of other people's kids and, like, putting them first. I never put myself first. I always put them first because I loved them, and they were kind of like my kids too. And then I had my own, and I'm like, so do I still give my all here and then, like, let the life that I created kind of fade away? Like, where's the balance? And so I think it was after I had to work, like, all through Christmas. And I was working, like, there was 3 of us total, because, like, everyone had quit, everyone was gone, so we were working around the clock.
Yeah.
And, like, I leave off a grade shift, and then you know how it goes, and, like, after that, I was like, yeah, I'm done. I don't want another job. I don't want to go find something easier. I want to be done. I want to be home.
Yeah.
And so I went to Kyle, and I was like, look, I can't do this. I've got to be home with her. And he was like, that's fine. I don't care what you do.
Yeah.
And he was like, you be home. You do what you need to. So I took off work until the next year. So last year, I just barely went back to work in September.
Wow.
So I've only been working for a couple months.
And it's been better, you would say?
Oh, 100 times better. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it helps that she's not on, like, so many, like, life supports. She's not on her oxygen anymore. She doesn't have to have the oximeter, which kind of measures her blood pressure and her heart rate and stuff like that. She doesn't have to be on that anymore.
And her oxygen.
Yeah, her oxygen is so good. So
yeah,
she's like a normal kid sort of now, so
yeah,
it's a lot easier for me to go to work.
Yeah.
Normal in that sense. Her personality isn't very good.
Yeah, she's personal.
That's funny. That's cute. Well, that's good, though. That's good that you're like, it's hit a good balance now, you know, where you're, like, still being able to be there as a mom, as a wife, you know, but then as well, take care of yourself, you know, because you want to work, you know, and you want to earn that extra money that you can input into the family as well.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
So that's good. No, I definitely get Chrysalis being a handful at that time, especially like working so much.
It's hard.
Yeah. So that's awesome though. So what are you doing now? I don't know what you're...
Now I work for a company called R1 RCM. They are a revenue cycle management company for Intermountain Hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
They just handle their revenue cycle.
Okay.
We work with physicians. There's different people who work in the ER, and they work as patient registration. So they'll register you into the hospital. But what I do specifically is I just work up at medical records. So I'm away from all the patients, which is great because I am away from COVID-19. But we work with patient charts where I'm at. And so I am in everybody's charts, just like updating their documents and making sure that things are processing good. And
right.
That's good.
I love it.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah. Ting, I had a question. I was going to ask a question.
Oh, you can't remember it?
on your podcast.
Yes.
How has that been playing off for you guys? Has it been bringing in a different perspective on the NICU in general? Or how has that been playing off for you guys?
Yeah, it's been pretty crazy hearing the stories. Like, we thought ours was pretty bad. Mm-hmm. Then we heard other ones. We're like, ours was bad, but... there's worse stuff that happens, but...
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So far, they've all turned out success stories, so...
Yeah, oh, we haven't gotten any that had really bad endings. I don't think I'm ready to do those interviews yet.
Yeah.
And I guess, by the grace of God, no one has offered to share their story where their child has died. And I think it's because they don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
But, there's just, like, things that I was like, this could not have happened to anybody but us.
Yeah.
And then you, like, hear their stories, and you're like, holy crap, I can't believe that happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so it kind of just, like, makes us a little more grateful for our experience. And also aware that if this were to happen again, there's so many other scenarios that can happen. And we're kind of prepared for it.
Yeah. That's definitely, like, a good thing about podcasting. You know, you get to, like... use it as a place for yourself first, to like a platform for you to vent, for you to express yourself, however, whatever you're feeling, whatever you feel like you can't express to whether your partner or your coworkers. So it's really nice to have that platform to be like, this sucks, this is where I'm at. But then also you're opening the doors for others that are like, hey, like my kid was on the verge of like dying, you know? I'm glad that we're in the same boat and you understand. Because I wouldn't be able to relate, you know. I mean, I couldn't be like, oh, yeah, I understand you. Like, it just wouldn't bring as much as I couldn't bring much to the table about
it. The most that I can relate to that is my nephew. He had a tumor in his head a few years ago. But, you know, that's my nephew. But it's not going to affect me the same way that it affected my sister and, like, my brother-in-law, you know?
As a parent,
As a parent. Because as a parent, it's just a whole other level that you can't relate to unless you are a parent, you know?
And see, that's another thing. Like, we do this mostly for parents because the parents are the ones who go through the NICU. But we also, we name it the family because it's everyone. Everyone's affected by it. It's not just the parents. It's the grandparents and the uncles and the aunts and the cousins.
Yeah.
The siblings. They're all dealing with this as well. And so we like to get people on the podcast that are siblings of the person who was in there or an aunt and share how it affected them, because someone else who is an aunt or an uncle is going to be in the NICU with their niece or nephew, and they're not going to know what to do. They don't know how to help the parents. And that's where we come in.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's definitely a tool into like all of that. You know, there's so many tools and resources that I'm sure were given to you guys at the hospital, or even before the birth, you know, and after. So it's like, then this is a source that people are just like, this is in your home. This is in your own, like, your intimate spot, whether it's just you and your partner, or just you yourself with your mm-hmm. your kid, you know. So yeah, it's definitely it's a good thing that you guys started that. How often do you guys record?
We usually put out an episode a week. They come out every Monday. We did take a month off.
Okay.
And it was very needed. But we'll be back tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice.
So Monday this week. Well, okay. I don't know when you guys are putting this episode out, but.
We'll put this tonight.
Tomorrow. Yeah, tonight.
Yeah. And then we'll post about you tomorrow and on the story, and then. We'll make two official posts, Monday and Wednesday,
yeah.
on you guys, on Layla, and like the podcast, and just what you're doing now. And then, so Monday through Wednesday, we'll post like on our story, like, oh, go follow them, go do this, you know? So just kind of like shout outs. Yeah.
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 That's awesome though. How are you guys now? Like, what kind of goals do you have going on with the podcast or yourself as a mom, as a family?
I'm sorry, Jocelyn just put my child in a basket.
Oh my god. Oh my god, hold on.
He's so tiny.
She's tiny. I forget how tiny she is.
Put it down. She's so tiny.
I'm so used to like all the babies in my family.
And she likes it too, huh?
Yeah,
she
loves it.
Like seeing her so tiny is like abnormal to me, because all the babies in my family come out huge.
Yeah.
Like they're just
she
big
put her in a basket.
Buff
Hi.
Babies.
Oh, same. She's like the first small baby.
Oh man.
We're now raised, so we're very big kids.
You said you're Maoris?
Yeah, Maori. We're islanders.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you were, but you were born in Utah though, huh?
Yeah, I was born in America. My dad went on an LDS mission to Australia,
okay.
where he met my mom. And she was born and raised in Sydney. And her whole dad's side of the family is from New Zealand.
Okay.
And so that's where... her side of the family originates, but right now all of her siblings just live in Australia.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah.
And you just went to Australia like 2 years ago, huh? 3 years ago?
Yeah, 2017. It was so great.
I bet it's beautiful,
beautiful
out there. Yeah.
It's covered in trees.
Wow.
They have a lot. If you chop down a tree for whatever purpose, you have to plant 100 more.
Wow.
So the air is so clean. It's just beautiful out there.
Yeah.
I would definitely recommend it if you ever want to go on a trip after COVID.
After COVID.
Yeah, we can wait.
Yeah.
I saw this meme that says, how ironic that now everybody's having time off.
Mm-hmm.
The flights are ridiculously cheap.
Yeah.
Gas is ridiculously cheap.
Yeah.
You know, and there's nothing we can do about it.
You can't go anywhere.
There's nothing you can do about it. You can't. Yeah, it's crazy. But how are you guys dealing with your quarantine time?
We're doing good, because, I mean, it's just the four of us.
Yeah.
With Jocelyn here. She is still working a ton at Starbucks, so she's really never home. And I'm still working at the facility, so I'm never home.
Yeah.
And actually, Kyle's still working, too, so it's... kind of like nothing has changed. We're just not going to the store or park.
So like Lani's just home by herself all the time.
My mom comes over.
No, I'm just kidding about that. But like she grew up a lot since I've been there.
Party.
You
just
leave her basket. We see her in 8 hours.
We just leave her a bottle of milk for 8 hours.
A little cup of cinnamon toast crunch and we take off.
Uh-huh. Child services, this is a lie. Do
You're
not
kidding.
Listen to this.
Yeah, no.
I will fight you.
Oh, that's funny. And Kyle, what do you do?
I work at a place called Mill Creek Shutters. We
okay.
make like those wooden shutters for your windows.
Oh,
oh okay.
I each have those like shutters. That's what I do.
Okay.
Nice.
Cool.
He's really good at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. Well,
it's woodworking, so I understand the dry hands and everything.
Yeah. Do you get a lot of splinters?
Sawdust and...
Ugh.
What?
Do you get a lot of splinters?
I haven't. No, not really. Just my hands dry up and they crack and bleed.
Do you get that question a lot? Do you get that question a lot when people hear that you do woodworking? Do you get a lot of splinters? Like,
is that an obvious?
I feel like that's like an obvious question. Yeah, it's like, I'm sure he has something.
It's
wood. It's wood, you know.
But he has on like thick gloves.
By the time it gets to me, it's all sanded down and ready to go. I just get it ready to go be installed.
So, oh, okay. God. Okay. Wow.
No, splinters aren't part of my job.
Thankfully.
Thankfully.
Yeah, those little buggers are annoying.
And yeah, they are.
But that's cool, though. I've always been interested in woodworking. Like, I've been watching all these random, like, renovation videos since we've been in quarantine, and it's just visually pleasing.
They're so satisfying to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Melanie and Sal have been in full-on quarantine. They haven't really gone out besides today that Sal went. But, yeah, I have been working. Dwayne's been working. I mean, I do the same line of work that Michi does. So it's been bad over here. It's been bad, though. Like, yeah, it's been bad. I don't even know.
Like, the seriousness has been, like, brought up to another level.
I know that Long Beach is the highest in deaths right now. We're at 169 deaths.
We have a high elderly rate here.
As of yesterday or 2 days ago. So definitely quarantine. For me personally, I feel like I'm still doing the same. Besides, I'm just not going out to restaurants to eat and sit in. Or like going out shopping, things like that, you know.
You shop?
Right.
Not that
we don't have very many people in the little valley that we live, so I think there's only like 22 confirmed in the whole district.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Like Logan and Box Elder, there hasn't been that many, so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Damn.
I told my friend that I'm just going to like call out and not work anymore and then just go quarantine myself in Utah. Like, might as well.
probably safer than California right now.
Yeah.
So honestly, all we're doing though is just taking it one day at a time, because that's really all you can do.
Yeah,
I know that they say that the next 2 weeks are going to be the roughest, hitting that second curve, especially in the bigger cities. But it's like, I can't sit here and like be thinking about that, you know?
Yeah, it's like, it's gonna happen whether you like it or not. You just have to go through it.
Push through.
You just push through.
Yeah. But.
Okay.
Sorry, we're sitting on the floor.
It's okay.
And Kyle keeps moving every 5 seconds.
It's true. It's uncomfortable.
It's okay. You should have connected it on the laptop or something. Oh, Michi doesn't have a Mac. Never mind.
What does a Mac have to do with it?
Computer slow as shit.
Michi's computer isn't the best.
Oh, it isn't?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, but
Christmas present.
I know, right? That's if we get to Christmas.
Me too.
So, how has the podcast affected your guys' lives now? Like, where do you guys feel like you've been? Like, where do you feel like you guys are at? Like, disregarding the whole quarantine stuff or whatever. Like, from where you started in the beginning of your journey with your baby being in NICU to what has done for you now? Like, how is that?
I think when we first started, we just had a lot of drive to meet as many people as possible and get our story out. And I feel like I always, every new platform I get, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, my blog, and now the podcast, I feel like I'm always just telling our story. So I was like, I didn't want to just tell our story over and over and over and over.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, kind of be desensitized by it. I wanted to bring on people. So I think we were really excited about that aspect. And then I think we were a little naive with the kinds of things that we're getting ourselves into. I mean, with all the stories that we've heard and the different kinds of diseases we've never heard of. And all these moms who have gone into labor way too early, having to be bedridden. Like, it's all of these things we weren't really expecting we would hear until we heard it. And I think now we're just kind of like, we have to like brace ourselves
Yeah.
before every episode that we record, because it's like we don't know, they don't tell us any part of their story. We just wait for the episode. So everything is completely raw. And mm-hmm. so we're always like, hey, no matter what happens, we're going to do this.
Yeah.
And it's going to be okay. So I think that that's kind of where it's at now. And I feel like with the use of hashtags for Instagram, it has really like helped our platform grow. We don't have a ton of followers on Instagram, but we get a lot of people in our inbox that are like, hey, my kid's a CDHer too. And like, they'll tell us kind of their story. And then I'm like, if you want to be on the podcast, you just let us know.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome though. That's awesome that you're using that platform as a tool to like make this grow, you know, and not necessarily for those followers. It's just more than anything. It's the main purpose is to let somebody's voice be heard, you know, just because mm-hmm. that's what you guys wanted to hear, somebody that was relatable, you know, and it was hard. And so, yeah, definitely.
It kind of helps us heal as well. Like we went through a lot of PTSD that we didn't realize that we had.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't for me, it kind of rose. My friend had to go to the NICU with her kid. He had something wrong with his bowels. Anyways, he almost died and he had to get flown to Primary Children's. And so when she was down there, I was like, I am so sorry. I'm here for you if you need me. And she just started crying. She's like, I don't know how you did this. Like, he's been home for 8 days, and now we're here, and I don't know what to do. And so I went and saw her, and it was, like, all the machines and the smells of first walking in, scrubbing in, everything like that. I was like, oh, my God, I'm back here. Like, all the beeps, the sounds, everything. It was so crazy. So I did end up telling her, I was like, dude, I think I have PTSD. I need to get out of here. And
wow.
Yeah, so I went and saw her baby for a little bit. I held him, and then I was like, I'm sorry, I love you so much, but I got bounced. Like, I
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, I'm so sorry, I didn't know you had it. I was like, neither did I.
Oh, wow.
So I think in a way this podcast is healing us, because it's we're not the only ones that went through it.
Yeah.
So we don't feel so alone.
That is so crazy that it just like triggered, you know, it triggered a sense of like, I don't know.
Wow. That is what I like about you guys' podcast, is that it's very genuine and you get a very intense look, like intense at times, like seeing what these people go through, you know, like firsthand. You know, this isn't like a story that you read from like the internet. This is like coming from the source of like different cases.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous, you know, that these
like,
things happen.
Firsthand.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy like what can go on in a life. Like, either 100 miles away, 1,000 miles away, or just next door. You would never know.
And we're all just connected by one thing, by one place. We're all connected.
Yeah.
And so you're interviewing people from all around the country.
Yeah, all around the world. Honestly, anybody who wants to be on the podcast who has had any child in the NICU, it doesn't matter how long ago it was. Like,
yeah.
It... However long you were in the NICU for, or whether it was 2 days, an hour, you have that story. It's your story.
Yeah.
And we want to hear it. So we welcome anybody who wants to be on the podcast.
That's awesome.
We haven't ventured out of the U.S. quite yet because we haven't reached that many people. But
mm-hmm.
I hope to hear someone, like, around the world.
Yeah.
I think that would be.
Yeah, that would be, like, see how other cultures as well deal with it, you know? And not just like American culture. Yeah, that would be cool. So Kyle, how have you coped with it and grown from it? Would you say you still would like have PTSD, as Annie was mentioning?
I probably wouldn't have it as bad, mostly because I wasn't there as much as she was. She was there every day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We'd go back to the Ronald McDonald House, sleep for like 2 or 3 hours.
Mm.
Couldn't sleep, but would go back up and just hang out there. And I was just back up in Logan, going to work every day,
mm-hmm.
going down there for the weekends.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't be as bad.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it kind of opened my eyes to, like, a whole new world of something that I had never even thought of, really.
For sure. But that must have been hard, though, huh? You being away and only being there, like... You like, oh, I have to go to work because I can't just leave, you know, work because I need to push these, like, my family through financially. I'm sure, that was hard, but then it was like kind of like a, what do I do?
Like, does reality set in? Like, once you're like on the weekend, you get to see them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, it really set in that it was the hardest the day of her surgery.
Mm.
Because I didn't really, I wasn't there. I was at work when she was getting surgery. So I was like freaking out all day at work.
Right.
And didn't talk to her that much because she just didn't even look at her phone. She was freaking out.
Yeah.
Well, that was a bad day. And then it just got a little bit easier. Like after I'd go and see her, see that she's improving, then go back the next week and she'd improved even more and hearing the doctors and everything. And I was like, all right, we're going to be okay. So it got easier as it went on. But
yeah,
that first week to week and a half was pretty rough.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy.
That is crazy.
So what do you, would you guys say that you're on a good path of growing and she's growing health-wise as well? She's like on a good path for all that?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's following the curve that she's supposed to be on. Okay.
She's under the curve, but she's still following it.
Okay.
So, I don't know if you've ever looked at like a bilirubin chart, but it's kind of just like a grid. And then they've got like the highest weight that you could be as a baby. And that's like your 90th percentile. Like 98% of babies are that big. And then you've got like your medium. Mm-hmm. And then you've got your low. And she's under the low.
Okay.
And they all kind of curve like this.
Uh-huh.
And she's curving like that, but she's underneath the smallest. So she's like in like the 9th percentile in her weight, I think.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so she's following the right curve, but it's not as high.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so she's just really small. Like, in 19 months, everyone thinks that she's, like, almost a year old.
Wow.
Wow.
She is teeny. Like,
a good 10 months old, probably.
Yeah, she's teeny. She's teeny.
I remember meeting her. I thought it was so funny how small she was.
I know. She's so teeny.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, even all the doctors and everything before she was even born said she is not going to be very big.
Okay.
Because kids with the CDH usually aren't very big.
Uh-huh.
And that's because of their lung development.
Yeah.
Okay.
So with like their intestines growing up in their chest, it sits on that diaphragm, which is where your lungs are.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And it makes the lung small because it can't grow because things are sitting on it.
Yeah.
So, they have like one full lung, fully functioning, really healthy, and then their other one is just not as great.
Yeah.
And hers is like 78% or something.
Sound like that.
Wow.
And she gets like mucus gets stuck to her lungs. And then when she gets sick, it's harder for her to like pass that mucus. Like, you know, when you would like cough?
Yeah.
And you like cough stuff, she can't cough it up.
Right.
Because her lungs can't fill enough air to cough. So she'll do, like, little petite coughs, and that's kind of what we deal with when she's sick. Like, she's sick for, like, 4 weeks when she's got, like, a tiny cold.
So her getting sick is definitely, like, a scary thought, in a sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She would go back to the hospital. She got influenza A and the rhinovirus. Maybe it was influenza B. I can't remember. One of those. She got them last year in February. And her temp was really high, and then she couldn't, like, she wasn't improving. And so we ended up taking her to the ER, and they straight away admitted her, put her on oxygen. And they said if she couldn't pass the mucus on her lungs, that she'd have to be intubated.
Wow.
And I think that that was my, like, wake-up call. Like, no one can see her. Like, RSV season is here. It's scary. And so all of these NICU babies experience RSV, like,
yeah,
to the highest extent.
Yeah.
Like the mama bear.
I'm really glad
out.
They
yeah.
shouldn't have to be intubated because tubes down your kid's throat is not what you want to see.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That must be scary, especially with, like, everything happening. Like, yeah, definitely, like, trying to avoid as much, like, people as possible and, you know, connecting with others. But that's crazy. But she seems like a healthy baby, though, you know, from what I've seen and the little pictures.
Yeah, her little brain is so smart, and she is really determined, so she's really trying to walk. She's a little slower than most kids her age, but it's just because she was intubated for 9 weeks.
Yeah.
Right.
And
basically sedated on morphine for the first 9 weeks of her life. So
yeah,
exactly.
A little behind.
That's... So she doesn't have like a lot of those learning curves that other kids have, but
yeah,
she's almost walking now, and she's doing really good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like just meeting her, you would never know. You just think, she's just small.
What was it, Jocelyn, my sister, she told me that she was buying things on Amazon Prime.
Yes! Oh my gosh, she bought two movies. Well, she rented two movies.
She's like, I ain't gonna screw my parents over. I'm gonna rent it.
Yeah, we're on a budget.
Yes, they were $20 a movie to rent. So
oh, wow.
Might as well have bought them.
Was it a good movie, like, though?
$40. Kids.
That we didn't even know worked.
To the TV that we were in the room with. So she was using the remote for the TV in our bedroom, in our living room. And I was like, no, it's fine. It doesn't work out here. And then all of a sudden, my phone gets these emails that are like, thank you for your Amazon purchase. And I was like, sorry, what?
Like, what?
I'm so pissed.
Could you have, like, called in and been like, hey, my daughter did this?
They're like, sure.
I was going to, but then my mom was like, no, if she bought them, I'll watch it. And I was like, okay, fine. And she's like, I'll just give you the money for it. And then we found out that she had actually just rented it. So now they're just gone. And Amazon will probably be like, screw you. Sorry.
Dang.
Damn.
Oh, that's funny.
That's such a funny story.
I mean, like, if it was a movie that we would have liked, I wouldn't have cared. But it was a movie that I've never even heard of.
Yeah, it was the new movie called Emma, and then she bought Freaky Friday with Lindsay Lohan. I was like, you shouldn't have picked a better movie. Come on.
She was over two.
Freaky Friday, man. Classic. Classic.
Oh, God.
That's already on Disney Plus. Like, what are you doing?
It's true. Oh, that's funny. So do you guys have any goals for your, like, any goals that you are trying to accomplish on the podcast?
Or anything that you want to materialize into existence? Like, hey, this is what's
manifest
gonna
happen. Manifest it, you know?
Yeah.
I think we're just trying to survive the virus, honestly. We're just trying to survive, get through this. But as far as the podcast goes, I just want to reach as many people as possible. So we're just trying to figure out the best way to do that. And I think just sharing, share is going to get us there.
Yeah, for sure. Well, that's good. I'm glad we were able to finally get you on an episode and talk a little bit about your podcast, like what is it you're doing, and how the baby's growing, how you guys are doing personally. And it sounds all great. I mean, from what you're telling us, from what my sister's told me, I mean, she loves living with you guys, and I'm glad she's like in a good home, you know, where it's like...
Yeah, you guys are awesome people.
Like, I'm not having to worry, like...
Yeah.
Oh my God, like, yeah, you know, so definitely I'm glad that you guys are there and you guys are able to feed off of each other, so.
Yeah, we whip her into shape, huh, Jocelyn? Yeah.
Oh,
she behaves.
Good.
I'm just kidding. She is so easy to live with. Like,
she's over here.
Yeah,
so it's like,
half the time we'll be, like, upstairs doing something, Jocelyn will come out of her room and we're both, like... You're home. She's like, yeah, I've been home all day.
That's like me, huh, guys? Like,
that is true,
Yeah, it's like, Melly's here, and I wake up, and I'm like, you guys are being really loud. I got off of, like, working 2-3 jobs, and I'm like, please, be quiet.
we never knew she was home. Like, we don't see her car out front. We're just like, all right, well, she's not here, so we're just going to be our normal selves, which is really... loud.
Yes.
And then she comes slumping out of her room and you're like, oh shit.
She comes out like Frankenstein and shit, like, you guys are loud.
Where are you normally? Normally I'm with this guy I really like.
You might have met him, like, in her dreams. Like, you tap in.
His name is Dwayne Johnson.
Stop dreaming if you're meeting people in your dreams.
Oh man, that's
exclusive.
Funny.
All right.
Been could stop dreaming.
Your birthday's this month, right?
Yes, and I can't celebrate it, and I want to cry.
When is it again?
The 26th.
Okay, mine's Tuesday. But good thing is I live with these folks, so we're just gonna play games and just get lit as much as we can.
Yeah. I'm gonna be the bouncer to make sure no one comes in.
We're gonna have you seen those memes when they have they're celebrating their kids' 21st or something, and the parents are the bartenders and the bouncers.
Yes.
That's what we're gonna do. It is hilarious.
Yeah, but Melanie's gonna be the waitress.
Oh, okay. And
the bartender. I'm gonna be the bouncer.
I'm gonna be the DJ.
Yeah,
Dwayne's the DJ.
Speaking of lit, I have to tell you a meme I saw this morning. It was of a mom wrapping up what looked like weed, like a giant amount of weed.
Yeah.
And the kid says, "Mom, are you gonna smoke all that by yourself?" And she said, "No, fool, this is the Christmas tree."
Oh, that's funny. By the way, your meme Fridays are my favorite. If you guys don't follow her on Facebook, I think it's Annie Jones, right? Is that your hashtag? Is that your...
I post them on Instagram, and it's just Annie Pania.
Okay, yeah.
My middle name.
Oh,
yeah, so it's Annie dot Pania. Pania. Is it a Pania?
No, it's Pania. P-A-N-I-A.
Pania, okay.
Pania, okay. Pania.
And she'll do meme Fridays. Oh my God. I just know that Friday is going to be funny because I just start my day off with that.
I'm so happy to hear that, actually.
Yeah.
Half the time I'm like, I bet these people are fucking sick of me.
Nah, dude. No.
If you guys find any funny memes throughout the week, just send them to me because I will use them.
Yeah.
Kyle's my meme supplier.
Okay.
I see a lot of good ones. I just send them to her. If they make me laugh, she usually dies.
Okay. Usually it's funny because I'll look through them and I'll screenshot them and I'll send them to these people. And they're like, "Whoa, how do you find all these?" I'm like, "Dude, I have too much time on my hands, but yet I don't have too much time."
Exactly.
Well, I'm glad that, like I said, that we got you on an episode, that we were able to, get you, your goals and, really just try to push your podcast forward and, trying to survive, all of us stay together, we can fight this, we can overcome it. And, but I don't have any more questions.
No, you're asking really good questions. I asked my questions about what you wanted to do and how this affected you, because this affected us, differently, this podcast, it really, we developed a different growth, personally within each of us. And I want to know, how you guys were doing since, you guys have your own podcast. So that was really cool how you guys, you guys had your own path to what you are now.
Journey of growth.
Yeah.
Different journey of growth.
Yes.
Yeah. I have one question. What kind of beard oil do you use, Kyle?
You got complimented.
I don't use anything. I just shampoo and conditioner.
That would do a lot. It would do a lot.
Okay. He just recently started growing his, so it's coming in full.
I've been giving him tips, but Kyle has an epic beard.
Wayne, people are going to tell you that you need to use all kinds of oils and creams and butters and shit. Don't buy it. You go to a hairdresser and they're going to sell you out for these $40 products, which he was a sucker and bought, and they didn't do shit.
Really didn't do anything. Didn't make it softer, didn't make it grow, nothing. I just let
you
it
just,
go.
You just got to be
patient.
So patient.
Yeah. If you suffer from dry skin, that's the only thing the oil will help you with. Everything else is if you have a big beard and you want to style it straight. If you have a beard even the size of his or even Kyle's, it won't do anything.
Yeah.
You can condition all you want with oil, but the oil is the only thing that's going to do anything.
It's been growing though, yeah.
Other than that,
you got to be really patient.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's number one. And what makes mine look fuller and everything is I'll trim it every now and again, get all the split ends, dead hairs.
Yeah.
Well, it's actually shorter than it was when you guys saw me last.
Yeah, yours was longer last time. Yeah.
Do you take
so
biotin?
I trimmed a bunch of dead off of it, and now it's going to grow in fuller and better.
Do you take any, vitamins or, because I know we'll take, biotin ourselves. And
I just leave it alone for the most part.
Yeah, I've been leaving mine alone for a while.
And I'm sure it helps us here.
Yeah.
Right now, mine's barely starting to grow. I'm getting my my classic three-color beard coming in now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's starting to come. Yeah.
Damn, I probably have like four hairs now. So. We're getting there.
Exactly. Yeah, I got my blonde, black, brown, and like
red
hair right here.
Isn't it crazy how your beard color is different than your hair color?
It's so weird.
Oh, that's crazy.
I never understood why.
Well, you do too. You have blonde.
Yeah, I have a lot of blonde.
Yeah, the blondes are coming out. Yeah.
Dwayne has a lot of blonde ones, like little blonde.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So. Wow. It's white.
It means you're white.
Yeah, keep your patience, but keep growing it.
Yeah, it looks good. It looks good. Well, Melanie, do you have any questions?
Thing, like for right now, just let it go. Like, don't really do anything to it.
Just let it grow. Just
let it grow. Yeah. Mine comes out really scraggly, so I put oil in it so it can at least come out nice throughout the day. Mm-hmm. Other than that, if you're like your beard, you don't really need anything. Smells just clean good. It, like wash your face and stuff.
It smells good too.
Oh, and it smells good. Yeah.
Melanie's like.
All of it.
Yeah.
That's funny. Cool. Well.
I just feel like the shampoo and conditioner is like argan oil.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's what you use for your hair.
That's my shampoo. Yeah. Oh, that's damn, now I'm not going to have any more shampoo because he's an idiot.
Well, yeah, those are your beard tips for the day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
A question for you guys. When are you coming back to Utah?
Right now, we're actually on our way.
Yeah. Okay, cool. This is a fake set. This is from Zoom.
They're actually in a trailer moving to Utah. Yes.
I'm honestly, like, I have credit, like, flight credits, because we were going to go out. And so, because of the flight credits, as soon as COVID-19 is done and passed over, we're secure, everybody's okay, we've gotten the go. Like, honestly, I want to go.
Is it warm?
It's warming up now. It's not as warm as California, but...
Yeah. It's going to start raining here, though.
You were here in, like, January, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, the high was, like, what, 20 degrees, maybe?
Wow.
Yeah, it was cold.
It was cold. Yeah. So, yeah, as soon as it's done, we want to head on over. I just, like, miss my mom, miss my sister...
I might go to Kansas.
You miss us too, come on.
For sure. I mean, always. Layla, I miss Layla, you know.
Yeah, you guys are great.
Miss your guys' breakfast? Dang.
Wow. Hell yeah.
That was good.
We'll be doing that again when you come over.
That was good.
We love being hostesses.
We'll stay at your place. We'll just sleep in the living room, you know?
Yeah, dude, they've got tons of seating.
Perfect.
Like tons.
Perfect. Yeah.
You're welcome.
We'll throw ice in Michi's shower.
Don't you fucking go.
That was a great idea, wasn't it?
It was Kyle's idea.
Fucking Kyle.
That was
so
funny. Did I tell you that? Michi just made this episode.
Yeah. It's just...
I thought you were just going to sneak in and do it, but you talked to her and kind of ruined it.
I know. Michi was showering. You guys let the north go. Michi was showering and Kyle's like, go in there and go throw ice in her shower.
And she didn't get like a cup of ice. She got a bucket.
I got a bucket. And I'm like, okay. And I go in and I'm like, Michi. She's like, you fucking bitch.
It's so funny.
The funniest part to me is that you hear the ice, but you hear like her fall. Like you're like a.
Yeah. it was funny.
It was almost cartoonish, like how it happened.
Yep. Well, guys.
We'll want to do it again in video, and so.
Hell no.
Yes.
World star.
Well, let's be outside the door and get your reaction on video.
Please.
Oh my god, that'd be great.
We'll keep you guys updated whenever we go to Utah and. As soon as we can, we're there. So.
Yes.
But Well, yeah.
Let us know. We might be able to get into a store and get some food. It'll be nice.
Yeah.
That might be a
Remember
thing again.
Those good old times when you could just go to the store and get a package of toilet paper.
Oh, man.
Just for the days.
Yep. Those were the days, man.
You could get as many things of peanut butter as you could.
Yep.
Not just get one.
Yep. Yep.
And there wasn't a line to get in.
To the freedom, so yeah.
Here.
The things, the little things you we take for granted, you know?
Yeah.
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 Well, is there anything else you want to say to our lovely people of Latinx Nation?
Thank you for listening to our episode and for being your guys' audience, and hopefully people venture over to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. We would love to hear from any of you.
Cool, cool. Well, thank you guys. I appreciate
yes,
you.
Yes, thank you
and,
for being on the show.
And we will hope to see you guys soon, physically, face to face. So, well, all right.
Well, fish it out of you.
I think we'll have a race. Who can get in my truck faster, Jocelyn or Carla?
Me.
Me.
Probably. Bye, Layla. Bye.
Bye.
Can you do this? Nah.
No, I want to see your flip us off.
Blow him a kiss.
And
so
cute.
She's like, no. Yeah! She's like, y'all skip.
Two more, mommy. Go. You have two more people to blow kisses to.
She's like, no, that's it.
That's
Go mad.
Her pigtails.
So then, no, I start charging after a while.
Yes.
More, yeah. We're telling you more. One more, maybe.
She's like, no.
No, that's it.
Yeah. The face she makes when she looks confused, it looks just like Kyle.
She's like a stone face.
Like, she goes like this. She's like.
Yeah, like, she's really into deep thought.
All right, guys. Well, we'll let you go. Thank you once again. We appreciate you. And stay safe. And
yes.
Keep being amazing. So.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, guys.
We love you guys. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye. Love you.
Bye.
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 I don't know how to end it.
Oh God, why can't I do this?
No.
Oh, there we go. Well, bye, boy.
Vámonos.